We are joined on the South Street Burger guest hotline by the head coach of the Stockton Heat. Ryan Huska joins us. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, thanks. And we're in Winnipeg here this morning, so we're back in Canada. Doesn't happen very often.
I love it. That is cool. Not often in the American League you get to do that, as you noted. What's the vibe there? That's one of the more stocked pipelines in professional hockey. The Jets, I see them continually rating near the top with the prospects, not to mention their draft track record. How are the Moose doing in Manitoba this year?
They've had a good year. So this, I guess you would look at them over the last couple of years that we've played them. This is by far their best year. And they do have some good depth right now. But, you know, as with every team at this time of the year, I think it's being challenged. Each team plays a lot of hockey in a short period of time, and they're no different here. They were in San Antonio last night, and they're flying back today. So we beat them to Winnipeg by a day. So this is an opportunity for us where we need to focus our attention on tomorrow's game. That's the only one that matters for us, and we're looking forward to playing here in Winnipeg.
Tough run since we chatted. You did get a point last week against Milwaukee on Wednesday, but then you had the top team in your division in Tucson come to your house. You lose two close ones, it looked like. How did it go from your mind's eye?
Well, the first Tucson game was terrible. I can't make it look any prettier than that. We didn't play very well at all. We had probably six forwards that I thought really had off nights for us that night. But I really was disappointed for our players the next night because we responded the right way. And I felt we checked the way we needed to check. We just weren't able to get the scoring that we needed that night. But I was really pleased with the way our players rebounded from a tough night. And I guess they accepted a bit of a challenge from our staff, and they were much better. And you know, that's what we're expecting from them here in Winnipeg. You know, our division, our playoff push is very similar to what is going on in the NHL. So every game is important right now. But if you don't set yourself up by bringing your best to the table every night, you don't stand a chance because all these teams in our conference, our division are good. So being prepared to play and having some edge to you and a little bit of discipline, swagger, are important things for our team to have right now.
You got John Gillies back. That's got to be the good news. Your goaltending scenario had been real tough with injuries. I think you were down to probably number seven in the organizational depth charts from the beginning of the year. And it sounds like you've got Nick Schneider, at least on the way, if he's not there yet, from the Calgary Hitmen. What can you tell us about your crease right now? It seems a little more crowded than it was a week ago.
Yeah, well, you know, a little less because we've got Parson and Mace have gone back to Kansas City now, so they're going to get themselves playing some games regularly because we're going to use John heavily here. So part of the development process for our goaltenders is to try to get them as many games as we can. So Schneid is in. He's going to have his first practice with our team here today, and we still also have Ryan Farger here along with John Gillies. So it's not overly crowded right now, but it'll be good to have Nick come in again and spend some time with us. A couple years ago, he was our go-to guy at the end of the year. It's kind of hard to believe, but he played nine games straight. And he almost got us into the playoffs that year.
Wow, crazy. Tell us a bit about losing one of your top defensemen this year in Rasmus Anderson. It's how the league works. You noted that every other team has to go through it to some extent. It just feels like the call-ups have been especially punitive this year for you because you've lost so many of your top players.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bittersweet. You want your best guys to help your team push towards the playoffs, but at the same time, it's great seeing them going up there and getting a chance to play because that's really what they all want at the end of the day, and that's what we want for them. So Ras has been excellent for us this year. I know losing him is going to hurt our team, but it also gives someone else an opportunity to get some more time in situations that Ras would have played 20 to 25 minutes in. So it opens up a little bit of room for our players here, and we talk a lot about opportunity that presents itself, and this is one for some of our guys that they have to really look to take advantage of.
So what do your pairs look like now? Because I know Rasmus Anderson was playing a significant role for you in most situations.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do now without Ras is we're likely going to put Big Dalton Trout up with Tyler Wotherspoon. So that's going to be our pair that we're gonna lean on against top lines here in Winnipeg. And I think with Dalton, you're getting a guy that's a real presence on the ice. He's a big-bodied man that skates well, and everything he does is hard. So whether it's moving a puck out of his own zone under pressure, he'll get it glassing out fairly easily. If he has to make a tape-to-tape play, he's got the ability to do that. So we've really liked what Dalton's done for our group here this year, and I think he's going to be an excellent fit in Rask's absence.
You'll play tomorrow against the Moose as well as Saturday before you head home to face Cleveland. This is an unusual run against a rather unfamiliar opponents, I'd suggest. What challenge does that give you and the rest of your coaching staff?
Well, it's keeping them focused, I think, on the game at hand, not looking too far ahead. The only game that we want to pay attention to is the one tomorrow night. And I think when you look at the way our team is, we have to find a way to respond here on the road. This is kind of fun for a lot of guys coming back to Canada. As I said, this is the first time we've been here since training camp, I guess. So we have to focus our attention on playing edgy, because that's what our team. You know, when we're at our best, we're an edgy hockey team. We play hard and make it uncomfortable on teams. So we have to be prepared to play that game, but focus all of our, have all of our focus squarely on Thursday night. That's all that matters for us right now.
Anyone in particular that has impressed you over the last few weeks that Flames fans would be excited to hear about?
One guy that, I guess when you look at the offense that's being generated for us, Spencer Fu continues to, I think, grow from the beginning of the year, where he's at 19 goals now, so he's most likely going to be a 20-plus goal scorer here this year in the American Hockey League, which is a pretty good stat for a first-year player to be able to achieve. Maybe the other guy that kind of came from a bit of an unknown, a guy that wasn't playing much at the beginning of the year, to seizing opportunity due to some of the call-ups and injuries, is Brett Pollock, where he's now playing on our top line on the left side with Colin Smith and Spencer Fu. So he's been given opportunity. He's produced for us. He's showing that he can play the game, and he's learning how to be a better 200-foot player. So he's starting to really understand that you can't just be an offensive guy at this level. You have to be able to check. And your habits and I think your compete level have to be strong every time you step on the ice. So we've seen a lot of improvements in his game, and he's fit in well with our top line.
Boy, Fu didn't score goal number two until December 6th. No, he did have a hat trick that night, but it does illustrate how much more comfortable he's looked. That's a good sign for a guy that there is an adjustment period. You're certainly jumping up quite a significant level from NCAA hockey to the A.
Yeah, it really is. And I know people may look at him and think, well, he's older coming out of school, but it doesn't matter. I mean, there is a big-time adjustment, and you're having to learn how to play a new style of hockey. I would assume he was had free rein to do whatever he wanted his last year at school there, because he was generating so much. Here he's got to be responsible. He's got to learn the game, and he's got to make sure that he's a trusted guy on the ice, because he knows now that that's, if he's going to get up, he's going to have to generate some offense for us, but he's also going to have to prove to be trustworthy. And I think as our year's gone on, he started to understand the game within the game a little bit better, and now he's starting to feel like he can generate at a pace I won't say is exactly the same as what he saw his last year of school, but he's starting to generate with a lot more consistency at this level, which is a real positive sign for him and for us.
Finally, Coach, we do wish you well in Manitoba before you head home, but Matt Stajan here in Calgary will play game number 1,000 of his professional career tonight. It's a short list. Less than 350 players have ever done it in the NHL. Just thoughts on either the person or the achievement, Matt Stajan getting to 1,000.
Well, I don't know him all that well. I know him from my short bit of time in Calgary, and he is a real good person. And I don't think you can play 1,000 games in any league if you aren't a guy that takes care of your body. You're a guy that plays the game the right way. And three, maybe more importantly, is you have to be a really good person for teams to want to have you around that long. So for players to get there, I think it shows a lot about their character and their commitment to being a good team player and a good person. And it's an honor that I think I would assume Matt's going to be very proud of. And when he looks back at it, I think he'll realize how very impressive it is to be able to get yourself to that game total. And I would think it's an honor that he's going to be very, very proud of.
Good luck tomorrow against the Moose. And look at this. You're in Winnipeg in the winter, and it's above zero. I feel luck is going your way, Coach. We wish you well.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
There's Ryan Huska, head coach of the Stockton Heat. Yeah, it's like +2 today, the high. Are you kidding me? In Winnipeg? What?